Good morning. My name is Wilfried Meyer from SBA Research. I'm here to present the work of my colleague Katharina Krompholz, the main author. Unfortunately, she got ill in the very last moment, so I jumped in, and lucky me, I'm here at this interesting conference. It was a joint work, though, by Katharina Krompholz and Thomas Huperich and Thorsten Holz from Ruhr-Universität Bochum. And it's called Use the Force, Evaluating Force-Sensitive Authentication for Mobile Device. But when I tell you to use the force, the first question that pops up in everyone's mind is, what is the force? And Apple introduced a 3D touch feature for their iPhones, and also Android phones have this feature right now. So you can measure the force or the pressure with which a user interaction is made. We use this to design a new authentication method. We call it force pin, where we not only take the four digit of a knowledge-based authentication method, but also use the pressure, the interaction a user has with the phone, into account. We increase the entropy, and when we designed this method, we had an attacker model in mind, a shoulder surfer. So a shoulder surfer that watches that observes a person entering a pin is maybe not able to figure out the whole pin when also some kind of invisible force pressure is done. So we conducted a study, or the study is divided into three parts. So we conducted a lab study to find out the initial authentication overhead compared to four-digit pin entries and six-digit pin entries. Then we made a security evaluation of the new designed method, and afterwards a field study to see the adoption rate of the new authentication method. So I jump right into the lab study. With the lab study, we tried to compare four-digit pins, six-digit pins, and the four-digit force pins. We recruited around 50 participants, mostly around university campus. They were all frequent smartphone users, and all of them had used four-digit pins before. I skipped the detailed demographics. They are in the paper. It's a within-subject design, so every participant was exposed to every condition, and with condition, I mean with every authentication method. They were required to successfully authenticate three times, or three authentication attempts. So after a briefing session and a little training time to get used to all authentication methods, they defined a PIN themselves, and then they got the authentication method assigned randomly to authenticate. A really important focus with mobile authentication methods is the overhead. So we tried to measure authentication speed and error rate, as defined by De Luca et al. Authentication speed as the time between the first touch and the last touch of one authentication. And the error rate is categorized in two errors. So we have the basic error, which is one failed authentication attempt, and you go just on with the next one, and critical errors, where three authentication attempts in a row fail, so the user locks herself out of the phone. We also conducted an additional questionnaire to see the perceived usability and perceived security of all authentication methods. So when I go to the results of this lab study, we see that the four-digit PIN entry is the fastest one with 2.3 seconds of authentication time, and the force PIN is slower with 3.6 seconds of authentication speed. Also, we see that also with the error rate. So the four-digit PIN has fewer errors, 21 basic errors with 150 authentication attempts, and the force PIN has 36, and also all critical errors occurred at the force PIN and not at the four-digit or six-digit PIN. When we look at the perceived usability and security, so this was in the additional questionnaire with closed-ended questions, we asked the participants which authentication method they perceived as the most secure, the least secure, the easiest and hardest to remember, the fastest and the slowest, and also the one with the most errors or least errors. So unsurprisingly, the 4-digit pins was perceived as the fastest and the easiest to remember, but also as the least secure. The 6-digit pin was perceived as the hardest to remember by the majority of users, so also compared to 4th pin. And interestingly, the 4th pin was perceived as the most secure, but also as the slowest. We were surprised that all participants answered, "I don't know," for the questions with the errors. So we also, in the lab study, took a look at the force the users used to press the buttons, because in this design, we used 2 levels of force, so deep and shallow presses. We thought about, in the future, adding a third layer, so deep, middle, shallow pressure. But it was hard for many participants to find out the correct pressure. We had a feedback, so the phone was vibrating when the pressure was deep. So we sticked to 2 levels for the ongoing study. But in future work, maybe we should try out 3 levels of force. So with the open-ended question in the questionnaires, and while the lab study was going on, we also collected informal statements from the participants. And I like this statement. "I like the additional dimension. It is invisible and therefore makes my pin more secure." But we asked ourselves, does it? And so we made a security evaluation and looked at the theoretical entropy of all authentication methods. When we have a 4-digit pin, we have 10 to the power of 4 combinations, clearly. That's an entropy of 13.2 bit. We increase this with a 6-digit pin, clearly, to 10 to the power of 6, which is 19.9 bit of entropy. And when we then take a look at the 4th pin, we have not only the 10 digits, we have the 10 digits which we can press deep or shallow, so we have 20 to the power of 4 combinations. For the lab study, we asked the participants to choose pins that include at least 1 deep press, so we can subtract the 10 to the power of 4 combinations from the normal digits. But in theory, we have an entropy of 17.28 bit, which is larger than the entropy of the 4-digit pin, but not as large as the 6-digit pin. But as we know from former studies, users tend to not fully make use of the entropy that an authentication method offers. So we also looked at the practical entropy. There is a study by Bonneau et al. That says the practical entropy of the 4-digit pin is around 11.4 bits, so it's, of course, lower than the theoretical. And we wanted to ask ourselves, what's the practical entropy for our 4th pin? But of course, with 50 chosen pins, we cannot answer this. But we can take a look at the 4th pattern, so at the binary pattern when a digit was pressed deeply and when shallow. The theoretical entropy of this, of course, is 4-bit, so we have 16 combinations that you can use. And we looked, and interestingly, more than 50% of the participants used a pin with only one deep press, and the other ones were shallow. So we calculated the practical entropy for this deep or shallow binary force component, and we calculated it with a 3.4 bit. And compared to the 11 bit of practical entropy from a normal 4-digit entry, this is quite this would be quite an improvement. So we see that actually, from the in the sense of theoretical and practical entropy, our method is more secure. The second part of the statement was that it was invisible, so we thought we should look at this as well. And we conducted some shoulder surfing experiments. These experiments are rather limited in their methodology, so it just gives us a hint in the right direction, I would say. The first experiment was a direct observation. So while the lab study was going on, one experimenter, who was perceived trustworthy by the participants, tried to figure out the correct pin. From the 50 pins that were entered, this experimenter was only able to guess 21 sequences correctly, so the digits, but zero with the correct force pattern applied. That was the one experiment, the first experiment. The second one, one experimenter entered all the pins chosen by the participants in front of a camera, and we had two volunteers who watched this pin entering on video. And from the 50 pins, they were able to guess 39 sequences correctly, but also zero with the correct force pin. So this gives us a hint that, yeah, the force pin authentication method is indeed more invisible or more secure to shoulder surface than normal four-digit pins. So a second very interesting statement by a participant was, I think it might take a while to fully get used to it, as this concept is new to me, which is easy to think of, because all of them said they already have used four-digit pins, but not the new interface, the new 3D touch interface. So many of the participants were completely new to this 3D touch interface. So we conducted an additional field study to see the adoption rate or the learning rate of the users, of the participants. And in this field study, we recruited only 10 participants. It was quite hard to recruit participants that want to work with us and have the newest iPhone, because only the newest iPhone back then had the 3D touch interface. So we recruited 10 participants, and they were required to successfully authenticate for 300 times over a time span of 2 weeks. So iOS has some restrictions. You can't just exchange the authentication method, but that's quite okay. So we had to mock the behavior, and we created an additional app that looks like the iOS lock screen, but is not really locking the iPhone. We remembered the participants to fill out the pins or to authenticate over the 2 weeks with a single daily reminder, so with a notification popping up, say, please help us and authenticate. But, of course, this was a little bit limited because we couldn't control when the participant was entering the pin. So one participant, in fact, entered all 300 authentication attempts in 1 day from the, like, it was spread from the morning to the night, but it was in 1 day and not in 2 weeks. The other ones were better distributed. But we know from other studies that the average number of authentication attempts per day is 48 for a user. So we think that although we cannot fully see the adoption rate over time in terms of weeks, we can see the adoption rate or the learning curve in facts of authentication attempts. And when we say that around 50 authentication attempts per day, we can put this on a timeline. So we also had an additional debriefing interview afterwards to get that. And here were the results from the field study. Yeah, they are there. So we see that the authentication time decreases over the number of authentication attempts. So from initially 3.5 seconds mean, it dropped to 2.4 seconds, which is just a little overhead compared to the normal four-digit pins. So we see that actually in the end, or after a training session, it is not a big overhead compared to four-digit pin. We also looked at the error rate in this field study. And also the error rate dropped over the authentication attempts. So with this field study, we showed that there is a learning and that the task overhead decreases. And as a conclusion, we have this new force pin authentication method. When we look at authentication methods, the overhead is really, really important, and it is initially higher than compared to other authentication methods, but it decreases with training. And so we can say it is easy to use after some time, and It improves security. We've seen that with the entropy, with the shoulder surfing experiment, and also the perceived security by the users was higher than compared to other authentication method. So I want to conclude with, may the force be with you, and if there are any questions.
This is very interesting, thank you. So just curious, how do you get the force? Is there API for you to just get the force pretty easily?
There is an API for the 3D touch interface. So you can just... So the lab study was conducted with one phone by researchers, and the field study, we had to find participants who own a new iPhone, so it was harder too. But we had this app, and yeah.
Okay, I see.
Normal
so,
API.
Like Android doesn't have the 3D yet, right?
Android doesn't have a 3D touch. I think they call it differently. But as far as I know, many Android phones right now have, or many new phones have a similar technology.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
And there should be an API for that as well, I guess.
Yeah. Hi, Luke Johnson from Gonzaga University. I was wondering if you had any error rates like for the force pin, like whether they're entering it the wrong pattern or if they're doing the wrong force pattern as well. Like, did you have any data about that?
We have this data. Unfortunately, I don't know it exactly. It should be in the paper.
Sure. Hi, Ravi, University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, for the field study, did you find that, did you control for one-handed versus two-handed use by the participants? So basically, were they tapping while holding the phone in a non-dominant hand? I'm just wondering if the force rates may vary depending on the method of actual interaction.
That's a good question.
Whether you guys actually found there was a bigger error rate and perhaps that could have been one of the challenges.
Ah, yeah, that's a good question, and it's correlated to your work, I think, with the... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. But as for the detailed question, because I'm not an author, I have to ask Katharina as well. But I think we didn't look at one-handed or two-handed use of the application.
Hi, I'm Hamza from APFL. I was wondering that there might be other advantages security-wise, like for the force touch. Like, for example, okay, this is probably a silly example, but you know that people can see others' passcodes by looking at the traces, the fingerprints on their mobile. Like, this is a traditional, like, people, family members can know other people's passcodes. Or, for example, this way can also make, there are boxes that try pins. This way with force touch may render all of, a lot of these obsolete if such a thing is used. That the already existing, boxes ready-made for cracking pins, it might be. I mean, these are other advantages that are not quantifiable by entropy, but, I mean, there might be.
Yeah, there are. I think there are other advantages as well, and there is a place for future work. Especially, you could use this force pattern with other authentication methods as well. Or you could try to do it on Android. But yeah, I think there are other advantages as well.
Thanks.
Hi, Jason Corvo from Bucknell University. I just had a quick question. What was the overall satisfaction rate with the force pin? Like, after the survey, did users prefer it over the four-digit pin?
They were interested in the new concept. If they really use it, we can't say with the data, but I think they would stick to the four-digit because it's easier to use, but we can't answer with the data, so I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so let's thank Wilfried again, especially for the fact that he came here to present that paper, although he is not an author.